Welcome back, season 3, episode 13, Driver Spotlight. And you already can tell I'm already smiling through this one right here. I met this guy long time ago, and I'll probably get into one of the conversations we had a long time ago. I think we set the standards for this situation, and we got him taken care of. And look, 7 years later, 7.5 years later, we have Mr. Ronald James Spencer. Woo-hoo! He drive truck 9326. Okay, so Ronald started off over the road with us, and then Ronald stayed in a unique area, which was Bessemer, Alabama, and we started a dedicated. And Ronald went dedicated for a while, and he stayed on dedicated a long time, and then now back over the road. So we'll dig into some of that here in just a minute. Just want to kind of talk to the audience about Ronald, and Ronald, talk to us about why did you choose Boyd Brothers?
Boyd Brothers. You know, I could recall as a little boy growing up in Bessemer, Alabama, and I would see the Boyd trucks coming through there, and I would wave at the guys, and they would like toot their horns at me and everything, you know, and I was kind of like real, real excited about that. And then it was always on my mind that possibly one day I could do exactly what those guys were doing. And hey, here I am right now, and that is a true story.
Oh, my God.
It's not something I'm making up for anything.
Oh, man. So you were destined for this job.
It seemed that way.
And I know exactly what you're talking about, too, because, you know, my dad's a trucker as well. And I know, when you see a trucker pass, I remember sitting in the back of the car, mm-hmm. and we got ready to pass a trucker. He used to always tell me to. Yeah, and then the trucker, he'll pull his bullhorn and so that was exciting. So yes, talk sir. so now that you're at Boyd, very established, very successful here, mm-hmm. talk to us about how Boyd has helped you grow throughout your trucking career.
I have really enjoyed my time here with Boyd. Boyd is a real great place to work and everything, you know, and I just enjoy being here. You know, you got some real great people here, you know, the management, you know, the co-workers and everything, you know, and there are a lot of guys around here, man, that if you want some help, you know, they'll help you out, man. And you know, really.
How's absolutely. The money? Do you like the money that you make?
Sure. Hey, man, Boyd, you know, yeah, they take care of their drivers, man. They do. Yeah. They do. They do a real, real good job for us, man. And
awesome.
We're paid well, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Well, Ronald, you get a chance to get through the terminal a lot during the week, and definitely on the weekends. And I know you've noticed that we onboard a lot of new drivers to this industry. So what are some tips and some advice that you can give someone that's onboarding to this industry brand new?
Yeah. Well, you know, to the new guys, you know, a couple of them have approached me from time to time, you know, asking me, you know, what's my take on Boyd and everything. And, you know, I always tell them like it is, you know, hey, man, you know, I've discovered that if you come in here, man, and you put forth the effort, man, you know, you'll find out that, you know, there's a lot of people around here who will take time out, man. And if there's a situation where you might need some advice or some help, I've seen guys, you know, helping each other. I've had other guys, man, especially the long-term guys who've been along and I have, you know, help me and give me some very, very good advice, man. Yeah, it's a lot of great people bouncing and forth around the Boyd company.
And I'm glad that you mentioned that because, you know, and I'm glad that we have a group of guys that kind of, you know, see our new drivers and understand that, you know, this may be his first time and then volunteer your help. It's a special place here. And then I like what we have going on because we advertise family and we're really that. So just to any driver that's looking to come, you know, join Boyd Brothers, you're not joining a trucking company. You're joining a trucking family.
Absolutely.
All right. So, and I'm glad that you mentioned that about, you know, helping and people helping
drivers. Sure.
But there are also some people in the inside that has made a significant impact on your life here at Boyd Brothers. and they've made, and this person may have just, you know, kind of limped you along, probably made you have a good day. Is there anyone in the office that you want to mention on the podcast that can help Ronald James Spencer be the driver at Boyd Brothers that he wanted to be?
Yeah, you know, one I can mention, you know, just right off the top of my head is Miss Joni. You know, I had a little situation this morning, you know, and I went over, you know, and I mentioned it to her. And she said, well, you can do this right here. Well, she had an answer, you know, to the problem that I was experiencing. And that's not the first time with her. And a number of the, you know, the ladies upstairs, man, you know, they're very, very nice, man. And you know, with helping you out and get you going in the right direction. Sure.
Awesome. I like Joni. The last driver I had on, he highlighted Atlantia. And there you go. Yeah. And it's pretty ironic that you mentioned Joni. Mm-hmm. Joni is a special person here at Boyd Brothers. She's been doing it a long time. You can always stop by there and get assistance on anything.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't matter. Life, loads, any kind of advice that you need, she has really good advice. Joni been doing this a long time. And she just kind of sit there. She catch a lot of things for us while she's downstairs. So I'm so glad that you mentioned Joni. I think she's she deserves the unsung hero award here at Boyd Brothers. She does so much and don't get a lot of recognition for it. So thank you for that, Ronald. So just talk to me about some of the most important things that you've learned in trucking here at Boyd Brothers that you would like to share with the audience.
You know, I started off with another trucking company, and I was with them for probably like about 7 or 8 months. And I decided to move on, you know, and I had talked to a couple of other people, but hey man, you know, my mind was just set on. I said, well, I'm gonna try Boyd Brothers. And man, you know, I've been here, like we mentioned earlier, you know, 7.5 years. And man, you know, I really, really like working here. And I've learned a lot about the trucking business, really, you know. I'm a lot more enlightened today than I was when I started working here.
Thank you, Ronald. And guys, and that's for any driver that's kind of listening to this podcast. I'm glad that he said it. I've learned so much about trucking, and I've learned, you know, trucking business as a whole, because as you know, we offer the opportunity to be your own boss, lease purchase, true owner. And you know, you can lease a truck, become a true owner, and lease another truck, kind of start your own business here. There are some rules around it that we don't mind sharing with any individual that's looking to start their own mini fleet within Boyd. But we want to help guys be who they want to be. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, you know, that we teach guys real business and not just, hey, pick the load up and kind of deliver it type deal. So thank you, Ronald.
Sure.
Just want to give a few safety updates while we have the floor. Guys, just make sure we're doing our pre-trips, post-trips each day. Making sure we're watching out for people on the highway. There's a lot of people out of school right now. Summertime is approaching, so a lot of beach goers, a lot of things going on right now. So just make absolute sure you pay attention to, you know, all the stuff that's going on over the highway right now. To anybody that's looking at this podcast and you want to catch it on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, any social media platform that's out there, you can log on. And to any driver that's looking for a truck driving career versus a truck driving job, go Boyd.
Absolutely.